Hey y'all, hey, it's your bomb-ass host April, and thank you for tuning in to Broken Taboo. So today we're going to talk about validation, and I'm just going to go over what the meaning of it is, and of course there will be story time. I mean, what would my podcast be without making sure you understand that I have been through what I am talking about? All right, so validation, as found on Google, validation is the desire to have someone else's approval or agreement with what you say, believe, or do. Sounds simple, right? And sometimes we don't even realize that we're doing it. But how could your day-to-day seem worth it if you feel the constant need to go to someone else that's going to confirm your actions, your words, your work, your being, your anything that you want to do? I mean, it's annoying. You know, it's annoying to feel as though we need to subject ourselves to the approval of someone else who doesn't really know us. They know what we show and what we say and what we do. So what they see, but they don't know us internally like we know ourselves. I've caught in myself in the past few years seeking validation from people I deem important to me. I trust their opinion. My best friend, my brother, maybe my sister, coworkers, you know, things that I already knew about myself, but I need their validation to confirm what I knew about me was true. It's so weird. Like, sometimes I wouldn't even create an action without getting validation from somebody else because I didn't trust myself. I didn't feel like my judgment was good enough for me. So I felt better if I gave the responsibility to someone else so they validated whether I should do this, not do this. And if I knew it was stupid as hell, I wouldn't even say nothing to none of them because I knew they would get on my backs like, hey, April, no. Mm-mm. So sometimes some of the stupid shit I did, I just popped it up on them and, you know, maybe those are the times I really should have used some validation. I think people need to be aware, not just aware of themselves, but also aware of the things that we are doing that can cause us to have lower self-esteem. Just imagine the constant need of validation, how it can make you question so much about yourself, and it just puts a pause on your life, on your living, because you lack something and you want others to produce that within you. I don't think it's wrong, you know, going to other people and, you know, expressing and confiding. But when you pass that baton for people to live your life for you, what is the purpose of your day-to-day? I feel like the day you accept your flaws, no one can use it against you. The day you stop hiding behind whatever wall you have created, whatever image you have created, whatever story you're telling yourself and telling others, once you stop hiding behind all that and accept you for you, you won't need anyone else's validation. You won't need anyone else, you know, boosting you up. You can validate yourself. Some people are ready to take advantage, you know, of us, of people who have that soft spot, that feel like they need that validation. Some people will take advantage of you. Some people don't want to see you elevate to the next level, and seeing that you're being dependent on them, on their thought process, and for them to say yes or no, I mean, if you are really talking to an enemy that looks like a friend, they will help you fall. They will take you down. So, people who never got adequate validation from their parents often carry that into adulthood, substituting authority figures and romantic partners for their withholding parents and seeking their approval and validation the way that, you know, the parents did as children. So, we get so caught up in the taboo conversations that never get discussed as we grow. And unfortunately, we still battle those demons. You know, other people develop a sense of self and always define themselves not by their internal compass, but by how others respond to them. But to be at peace and know true contentment, people need to discover their own identity and their own worth, independent of what others think of them. Many people eventually achieve this level of self-knowledge and self-worth with life experience. So not everyone goes through life their entire existence wanting and needing validation from external sources. But then you have some people who may not even realize they're doing it, or they do realize they're doing it, but they're so afraid to think on their own, make their own decisions, afraid of failure, afraid of judgment, afraid of abandonment, just afraid. And we sometimes build those fears up within ourselves. I just believe the moment you're able to look at yourself and accept, yeah, I got some shit going on with me. There's some things I need to work on over here. I can't hide behind this no more. I'm trying to keep up with the Joneses, or, you know, I keep saying I'm going to do this, this, and this just so other people can get off my back. Woody woo woo. Once you stop making all these excuses for yourself and stop hiding and start living in your truth and who you are and who you want to be, live the way you want to live. And when you start achieving your goals and you start pushing yourself to different limits and you start seeing things blossom in front of you that you touched, that's your validation right there. But the fact that you're listening to this podcast, you're listening to this episode, if you got into this part in the episode, it's great. It's validation that you want to do something about the shit that's going on in your life. That you want to smile more often. You want to laugh some more. You want to look and say, yeah, I did that right there. That was all me. May I have fallen a few times. I fell down, but now I am up. And it was all from my choices, my decisions. No one else gave me a list of what I should do. I did this myself. I am the shit. I am that one. I am the boss lady. Okay? Okay, my Cardi B effect does not work. So thank you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in this week and listening. Just remember that you don't need validation from no one else. Live your life. It's your life. It's yours, and it's only going to go the way that you want it to go by doing the things that you want to do. No one else can live your life for you. They got their own situation. And especially if you're seeking validation from people who are not at a higher level than you. That's a whole different topic. But you know what? Y'all keep tuning in and listening to the old episodes and stay tuned to listen to the present ones. We're going to rock this out. Once again, it's your bomb ass host. Come back and listen to me. It's April, y'all.